Anne-Marie McGlynn, what a day for you. You are the Irish Life Dublin Marathon National Champion. Is it two in a row?
Yeah.
It's a great achievement either way.
Yeah, two, like, you know what? I wear my heart on my sleeve and I get so emotional. I still am. I just, last year meant a lot. I thought it meant the world. This year means more.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's hard to come back. You're defending champion, you know. You're back, your card's marked. Everyone's coming for Anne-Marie, you know, and they knew I was going to go out and probably lead it, and it was mine to lose. But I wasn't losing that today. I was digging, and I was taking that cup home one more time.
What was the difference for you out there? Was it a different feeling to last year? Was it a different tactical approach? What was it?
Ran my race. I had company with Aoife, which I didn't get that memo. She was there till halfway. I didn't panic. I was running my numbers and I knew myself. I was running within myself. I'd said to myself, get to 20 mile and maybe soak it up a little bit. But my hamstring was pinging a bit and it was giving me a little teaser as and so I had to watch a bit on the downhills. I couldn't push. I got to 24 mile and I said to the guy in the bike, the lead bike, I said, now I'll take it in. Because at any point you can cramp and you could be on the side of the road. Yeah, and there's nowhere to go if your legs aren't going to let you go. So you can't, yeah, you just, until I got to that mat, that purple mat, I knew I had it, like, but you don't have it till you're home, yeah?
And were you thinking out there about family, about that motivating, about all that, and trying to ignore the hamstring? What were you thinking?
Oh, man, I just kept saying, please, just settle. Allow me to run within myself, allow me to run strong, please just let my body push forward comfortably. I just kept saying that and it just kept relaxing, yeah, and I just kept thinking of my two kids and Trevor and, yeah.
And what about the support out there?
Unreal. It's just mind-blowing. They're roaring at me. This is yours for the second time, Emery. You deserve it.
And they were specifically roaring at you. Like, they were giving you, like, they weren't just randomly support. Yeah. They knew your story.
Yeah. And one man says, I read your story. And another guy said, no one's looking down on you. And somebody else said, come on, Alfie. And come on, Tullamore. I had come on, Tullamore. I had come on, Awfully. I had everything at me today. Everything thrown at me today.